The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday. We got 6 days left. A lot of news tumbling in around the clock now. Some of it's important, some of it isn't, but there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of worry about the upcoming vote next Tuesday, talk about voting machines having problems all around the U.S. Here are just a few headlines. U.S. Supreme Court allows Virginia to purge non-citizens from voter rolls. Why did that even have to go to the Supreme Court? That's the big question there. At least they reacted appropriately. There are many Americans, about 76%, worried now about post-election violence, and they should be. Another story, CIA advisor warns, this is the beginning of the 2025 Civil War. Well, like I say, there's a lot on the table. Here's the man who made that expression, vote and vote often, famous, William Gein of AllyPack.us. Hello, William.
Yep. It's our last show before the election, Jeff. We better make it count.
They all count. You've got great,
well,
great listeners out
some,
there.
Some count more than others. And
that's true.
Just want to say that I want to start off the show by saluting all the people out there that are doing more than voting. There's a lot of people out there that listen to this show program and that are taking action, that are making calls to their local GOP office.
And bless every one of you for being
Turning
Americans.
Point USA.
That's great. Yeah.
Yep.
You bet.
Trump Force 47. And good thing, too, because, you know, there's some good news and some bad news. This race is extremely close. I mean, from all the different polling angles, if you look at it, this is very, very close a race, especially in the swing states. And last show, I think that we pointed out that AllyPack would put out a release warning the country exactly when and how and where the Democrats plan to cheat with non-citizen illegal voters, which, of course...
Well, we got, yeah, the Pennsylvania
NPR,
story. I ran it yesterday. You got it today and sent it. Thank you. That's a pretty big shocker. We can explain that again. I'll put the story up again in headlines. Pennsylvania news station. That's crazy. You saw it. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that 48 hours after we put out a list of the eight major areas in the swing states, or eight cities that we listed, that we expected the Democrats to be cheating with non-citizen voters, that within a short period of time after us putting that release out, a video would come out actually showing what appears to be non-citizens being taken to the front of the line in front of Americans who had been waiting in a two-hour vote line. You know, the cities we called it four were Charlotte and Durham, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Philadelphia, PA, Detroit, Michigan, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Madison, Wisconsin. Kamala Harris tonight is in Madison, Wisconsin, doing a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, because that's where the largest number of illegal non-citizen voters are in Wisconsin, swing state Wisconsin. And, of course, Bethel Park, Philadelphia is, or Pennsylvania, Bethel Park is the hometown of Trump's first assassin, Crooks, Thomas Crooks, I believe his name was. He was from Bethel Park, and that is where the video came out over the last day or two. It's going viral on Twitter. It's been viewed, the main copy of it's been viewed over 5 million times in the first 19 hours, from what I can tell. And it's pretty clear what's going on. I mean, they don't speak English. They look like migrants. They sound like migrants. They have paid handlers handling them just like migrants.
William, that video was so repulsive that, first of all, the line of American voters was close to 100 yards long. All right, it was a two-hour wait. And these people are bussed in, these invaders, taken off the bus. They got American Caucasian-looking handlers, and they were lined up, and they were marched right past the line of American voters, all the way up to the front
of
the building.
Several of them wearing...
Yes. All of them were said to have Walz Harris... All of them were said to have Walz Harris stickers. That's what I got.
Stickers on them. People overheard some of the voter election workers saying that we don't find a matching name on the voter file, and which the response was, oh, we'll go back and change that so it matches, or something along those lines. You know, people have seen it. Cannot be unseen. And intelligence agencies or somebody, I don't know, I haven't been able to dig deep dive. Who is it this warning? Who is it this forecasting that... They already know the outcome of the election. Donald Trump is going to lose. Some people are not going to accept that, and federal troops and agencies are preparing to quash American citizens on that. Have you been reading those stories? I mean, I haven't had a chance. I probably shouldn't even mention it.
Yes,
well,
no. There was a Pennsylvania news station, TV station, that put up a video. They claim it was a test of the election results for next Tuesday. And the election results were quite clear, and they're graphic. Harris 52, Trump 47. That was for
You're talking about the television
Pennsylvania.
Test in Pennsylvania. Yes.
Yes. Now this happened before in 2020. Another station did the same thing. They rolled out a Biden victory before the election. Just claim it was a mistake, though. They were just rehearsing. So anyway, really disgusting. 52-47. Now you're all right. Let me hold on. This is important, and because you are a good barometer of what's happening, you know what's happening. Who is saying that this is really a neck and neck election that you trust? I'm curious because I've seen polls that span the spectrum of wild, crazy projections. I mean, Trump way ahead, Trump way behind. What are you? You're coming up with it real close. What sources are you putting any confidence in? Can you remember any?
Rasmussen polling. They were the most accurate over the last.
They were
two
pretty
seasons.
Good in the last one. Yeah.
And I approve. I like their methodology, which they often describe. Rasmussen polling is also one of the Patriot podcaster lists that we've asked people to watch and support.
Rasmussen is, if there is integrity in polling, they're probably at the top of the list. They're right there.
One of the reasons I'm mentioning our list of Patriot pro-American podcasters at Allipack and us and my appearances on this program have asked people to view and to support is very important because Media Matters, George Soros's Media Matters and the New York Times came out attacking many of the podcasters on the Allipack podcaster support list, and they're coming. I don't know if the hit piece dropped today, but they started contacting them because Media Matters is accusing them of election dis or misinformation. So it looks like in the final days before the election, the Soros New York Times machinery is unleashing on our pro-America podcasters that we've been supporting. And I don't know if they'll include Rasmussen polling in that. But Rasmussen polling, I watched the latest today, and they're saying that it looks like Trump is doing probably the best in swing state of Georgia, that his numbers are showing some strength in Arizona. and in North Carolina. But when you get into Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, he has just a well within the margin of error, 0.5, 0.7 popular vote lead in there. And so, and his numbers amongst the popular, I mean, Rasmussen has Trump up, I think, 2 percent points in the popular vote, which is way ahead of where he was before. But again, I think that the Democrats are acting like they've got this thing handled because they have a secret weapon that we know about on this program. They have millions and millions of potential non-citizen voters that they got to use them or lose them, just like the nuclear strategy of the United States and the Soviets and China during the Cold War. That when you're war gaming these things, is use them or lose them. If you've got nukes and your enemy is firing on you, you've got to use them or lose them. And so the Democrats and the globalists and the rhinos who have imported tens of millions of illegal aliens, who have raped and brutalized and murdered many of our citizens for this purpose of displacing U.S. voters and U.S. elections, that's happening over the next 5 or 6 days. And the only thing that could possibly save us from it would be some major, major shift, realignment, massive turnout for Donald Trump and Republicans, people holding their noses, Christians holding their noses, marching in there and voting, because if the Democrats win in 6 days, then there is no peaceful political way out, and the end results for many Americans, whether there's a civil war and things happen fast or it gets long and drawn out through some type of more government totalitarian program of some sort, right. Millions of Americans are pretty much going to die if the Democrats win this using invasion votes. They will have secured full control of the United States Executive Branch, Congress, Senate, and eventually Supreme Court with no coming back. There will never be another, oh, your vote really counts, or, oh, it'll be like in Europe where the conservatives are nothing, and it'll be like in California when there's Republicans, they're on the ballot, nobody ever wins, nothing ever changes, doesn't really matter if you vote or not because the same thing's going to happen with the Democrats. That's where we all go in 6 days. If this globalist plot to use non-citizen voters to overthrow the 2024 elections succeeds. Now, some major things just happened. Some major incredible things just happened. The president, the sitting president of the United States, just called tens or hundreds of millions of us garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden came out and way beyond Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables.
They're worse than deplorables. You're just trash.
Garbage. Now, you got to give Trump credit for showing up and holding a press conference out of the side of a garbage truck a few hours ago, which is funny.
Oh, yeah, I missed that. Whoever, I'll bet the same person pulled that together that did the McDonald's thing. That's good. Very good.
Trump showed up wearing an orange sanitation worker vest inside the car, side of a large, clean dump truck.
We need a little chuckle once in a while. That's good.
Yeah, so he wants the attention to remain on the garbage comment because the deplorables comment hurt Hillary Clinton a great deal, and Joe Biden just went far beyond that. He also, by making his garbage comment, upstaged Kamala's big ellipse speech last night. When, get this, this is just how crazy things have gotten. Kamala Harris said in her Oval speech at the D.C. Oval, whatever, outside the White House, she said that illegals will be quickly removed when she's president. Those illegals coming in, they will be quickly removed, she says.
These people have no problem with it. It's like a stream of consciousness lying. They just lie nonstop.
The woman whose administration used our tax money to import more illegal immigrants in the history of the country or the world is suddenly going to quickly remove them, so she says, 6 days before the election. Lying piece of you-know-what she is.
Lying piece. You know, she said lying piece of shit. That's what she is.
She just completely, I'm going to remove illegals.
No. We know who she is. We know what this is all about. By the way, thanks, Zachary. The station that aired those alleged practice results was an ABC TV station, a local affiliate, WNEP. And they're really amazing. In Pennsylvania, and they showed Harris winning 52-47 with 100% of the precincts reporting. That was their projection for their alleged practice run. The camel gets 3.3 million votes. Trump gets 3 million votes. That's about, I'm rounding it off. So 3.3 to 3 million, it's close.
Well, there's concern that some of the strong polling numbers are going to create some complacency amongst Trump's campaign supporters, which would increase the likelihood that Kamala Harris wins. What needs to happen for the next 5 days, all the way down to the time that the polls close, we all need to fight, fight, fight. People need to be moving their people to the polls. The people need to go to the Board of Election, find out who in their neighborhood or their precinct hasn't voted yet.
That's
get involved with numbers, Turning Point USA or Trump Force 47, which is giving people doors to knock on and phone numbers to call. You can get an app on your phone. The video that we put out today of the non-citizen voters being taken to the front of the line in Philadelphia, that needs to be seen by every American.
Was that Philadelphia? I didn't know. I ran it yesterday. I didn't know which exact city it was. Philly, okay. Here is the video.
It's Bethel Park, which is pretty much a southern suburb of Philadelphia, yes.
Here's one of the people there, an American voter. And the Americans were in a line, again, could have been 100 yards long. And all these scum were bussed in there and then shepherded in a line of their own right past the Americans. Notice I'm watching them. They didn't look at the Americans. And here's an American who is not happy with what he sees.
No, they had these people, they had about 12 of them walked in, they were all foreigners, and then they took them up to these younger people, helped them to fill out their, they say, vote PA today,
yep.
And then they
vote
took
today,
them up,
PA.
And somehow they beat a two-hour line, and then they walked
build
up,
the
and
wall.
The one lady, they were even asking her, they're like, we don't have you in the system, your name's not right, and they're like, oh, well, we'll take it back and change it.
Yeah.
How do you change your damn name?
Exactly, yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay, Americans are not happy. Americans should be fighting mad. They shouldn't just be unhappy. This is outrageous. I wish that line of American voters had moved in front of the scum and pushed them back physically.
Well,
pushed
Americans
them back. They're illegal. They're not supposed to be here. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they lifted a finger against a brown person their entire life,
we know,
Jeff. They'd be completely destroyed. They'd find themselves divorced and unemployed and unable to eat and unable to work and possibly incarcerated.
How did our country...
And raped to death on a prison floor. So, no, they're not going to lift a finger. But you can tell from the looks on the faces of the people in the video, they understand clearly what's going on. They've been standing in line forever, and they're watching this group of migrants get shuttled to the front, and all this skullduggery happen right in front. And the Democrats are so confident. They're doing it in broad daylight because they know that they have started this process. It has the full backing of the federal officials with guns and badges, and they're going to do it, and there's nothing anybody else is going to do to stop it. And if you get sparky about it on the other side of election before or after, they're going to shoot you, put you in a jail cell without bail. So that's how this is going down.
You know what
down
you're
right
describing,
now.
William, is a country that is already completely taken over by Zionist, communist Bolshevism. It's done. That's what you're describing.
Well, it's not done. As I said earlier, there is one thing that can save it if everybody stays working until the polls close at 7 or 7:30 p.m. next Tuesday.
Well, what happened in 2020?
If enough people volunteer, if enough people put out signs, if enough people transport their family and neighbors, if enough people get on the phones, if enough people do what needs to happen here to overcome this, there is still a small chance that this trap can be overwhelmed. There's a lot of encouraging information coming out of the mouths of blacks and Hispanics and Asians and people in the middle of cities going, I don't like how they gave all these migrants all the stuff instead of us. I'm not voting for Kamala Harris. But they don't need that because they've got so many millions and millions to replace all of these Americans. At the final moment, Americans are recoiling going, oh my God, this is horrible. They've got all these non-citizens here. I bet you they're going to vote. I bet they're going to take over. I bet they're going to be running anything. I don't want to do anything, but it's too late. Did it get me? We find out 5 days. Okay? It depends on what people listening out there do and don't do in the next 5 days. It's still a chance that this can be overwhelmed. There are signs that the American public, at the very last moment, is realizing.
Well, that's what those people in that line at Bethel were doing, 100 yards worth of them. They were there voting right away.
Well, how many people listen to this program right now, the live broadcast or the replay later, have seen the video? How many people listening to this program have shared that video by text message like I
well,
did?
Well, it's up in headlines,
today.
So I'm going to rerun it, man.
I understand, but look, those people out there who are just listening and observing this train wreck, how many of them forwarded that email to some other people in an email today? How many people listening to this program went on our Facebook channel or got on Twitter or created a Twitter account when we asked them 2 months ago and we said, there's a play in motion. Elon Musk is making a free speech play. There could be a Hunter Biden laptop power story that comes out in the last minute so it could change the outcome of the election, but you got to be there to catch the ball. How many people listening to this program right now did that, and we're there today to catch the ball and to pass it? I'm not on this program for some type of self-entertainment. I'm not on here for some type of financial gain. I'm on here to try to save this country and to tell people what I think we could and should be doing. You know, and you know, a little bit of good news. We were getting our butts kicked by the courts. Most of our state efforts to get the non-citizens were being thwarted by the Democrats, DOJ, and the Democrat judges. The Supreme Court stepped in and said that Virginia may remove thousands of non-citizen voters today, so we won that one.
Yep,
Rasmussen,
that's a good one.
Rasmussen says that the Kamala Harris-Donald Trump race is a 2.3-point spread in Virginia right now, and our side just won an important battle to get thousands of non-citizens.
What are they saying nationally? Can you quote Rasmussen? What are they projecting? Can you read it? Do you have it?
I think Rasmussen has Trump up +2 in the popular vote, which is almost unheard of. Only one presidential candidate has won the popular vote in the last 50 years. It was G.W. Bush's second run when he was running high off of the 9/11 popularity immediately post 9/11. Before that, I think that you got to go back to Bush 88, I think, and definitely Reagan 84. I think that what's going on right now, Jeff, if it were not for the Democrat cheating and all sorts of different type of cheating, because a lot of people out there have their favorite type of Democratic cheating to talk about, and they want to make sure it's included, so we'll just include all of the Democratic cheating, including the illegal non-citizen voters, which I believe is the largest and most powerful of them all. That stuff wasn't happening back in 1984 when Reagan versus Mondale, and you had a second run of a, you know, granted it was consecutive term of Ronald Reagan, but it was the last time that the Democrats, when you look at the inflation numbers, the last time that Democrat incumbents were in charge during inflation on this level, it led to the 1984 Reagan-Mondale blitz, which I was just a teenager, but I've done some reviewing of it on YouTube. Apparently, Walter Mondale only carried Washington, D.C. and his home state of Wisconsin.
No,
Reagan.
Talk about a fail.
Reagan carried every other state.
I think
Reagan carried Hawaii. Reagan carried New Jersey.
I think it was one.
Reagan carried, like, Massachusetts and. The only reason that Walter Mondale carried Wisconsin was because while he hadn't lived there in 20 years, it was technically his home state. I believe that what's happening right now, if it were not for the Democrat skullduggery and cheating, would be on the scale of the Reagan versus Mondale 1984. But
I can see that. It actually should be. In other words, if it was a fair, honest election, that's probably what would happen. It would be a landslide. I agree.
But instead,
it should have been in 2020. Come on, Jesus, good God. Biden didn't get 81 million votes. This is crazy. That's more votes than anybody in our history for president. No. So, I don't know. I'm watching. Not a good situation.
Well, I think having video of a large group of non-citizens being marched to the front of the line to vote in front of the U.S.
Enraging.
I mean, there you go. It's right there. It's in the announcement section at Alipac. It's on rents.com. It's in your email boxes if you're in your email alert. You know, it's on the Twitter page. We posted it on the Facebook page.
It'll be up in about 35 minutes. I'll put it right near the top of the headlines so you'll see it. And it'll read, Invader Voters Bust to Pennsylvania Polling Place. They are all moved right past the Americans in line. Video, whatever.
And there may be more there may be more coming. Right now, we need to raise funds at Alipac because we don't have enough to finish off our October expenses, but we're also spending more money because we're beaming ads into the 8 targeted cities that we believe the Democrats are most likely to vote, the most non-citizens, warning and reminding everyone in English and in Spanish that non-citizen voting is a crime that can get you jailed, fined, or deported. And we're beaming this into the places where we're expecting it to happen most. This could deter some non-citizens from voting. This could deter some Democrat operatives from voting non-citizens. This could inspire an American to be alert to this. This could inspire a local podcaster or somebody in that area to get more video and document things that might end up in court cases that decide the outcome of this election. So we need funding. If you prove what Alipac stands for, if you want us doing everything that we can between now and Election Day, because this is the last Jeff Rentz program that I'll be on before the voting is tabulated, we need your support at alipac.us/donations/ because we need the ad buy that we're running right now, Jeff, it's a couple hundred bucks, okay? And it's a drop in the bucket. I want to pay for what we're $1,000 to $1,500 short on what we need to even finish our base national organization expenses for the month of October. I hope that people help us raise that money, cover that, and increase our ad buy so that we have a greater impact against non-citizen voters in these key areas.
Right. Well, when I hear this, I cringe like probably a lot of you do when you understand that the range of money that is given to these invaders runs up on the top end of $40,000+ a year per person. Per person. There's a lot of dependables in there, but depends on this, depends on that. They get a lot of money, and here's the best political action committee in America actually having to reach out and again ask for help. And these people are being funded to our demise. Don't forget that. That's why they're here. We're supposed to die off, and they're supposed to take over. That's the plan. It's unbelievable. How is Georgia? Georgia was really difficult last election. There was so much fraud there. It was incredible. And you say that Trump is looking good there. How so?
Yeah, the Rasmussen polling has him up by a couple of points in Georgia, stronger than any of the other swing states. And I don't know what all is going on with Rasberger or whatever his name is, but apparently out of all the different swing states, Georgia is probably making more of an effort to screen out non-citizen voters than any of the other swing states.
Got it. Well, we will see. North Carolina. I have a story about North Carolina, too. Let me find it.
Well, I can tell you something interesting going on right here. People see us on the map and say, oh, look, great. North Carolina is now a voter ID state. Well, yes, we passed a law. We had to fight for the courts to get it into place. And now that we have voter ID in place, the outgoing Democrat Governor Roy Cooper is on ads being paid for by the Kamala Harris campaign, explaining to everyone how to get around the voter ID law. He says, hey, if you don't have your ID, because maybe you lost it.
This guy's not an American. These are not just communists. They're America-hating scum. Here, Harris campaign slashes North Carolina advertising as Democrats' plunging turnout portends loss. Is it true?
I've seen some reports that she's pulling out. It may be because she's conceding
pulling
the
back.
State. It may be because they've got it wrapped up here.
Don't forget, whatever monies she doesn't spend, it's her campaign, she keeps. And I'm sure she and her husband, Dougie Emhoff, would love to have $10 million, $20 million. She raised $50 million. No, $500 million. $500 million, that's what I heard. At one point,
but I don't think rolling the dice to go for the presidency that they're trying to keep the money. I think that what's happening is that they're looking at places where they think the money can move the needle, and where it won't move the needle, if I can finish my thought, please. And where they don't need it to move the needle. I mean, if they're a state where they feel confident that they're going to win,
I get it.
Then they can move that resource to somewhere else.
So, believe me, I know the business.
Them pulling out of North Carolina could be a very bad sign. It could be a sign that our very powerful and influential sitting Democratic governor tells them, we got this in the bag. We got enough non-citizens. They're going to flow out of Greensboro, Charlotte, and Durham. to overcome the Republicans here. Go spend your money in Wisconsin or someplace you need it more.
Got it. Got it. Yes, there are several ways to look at this. That campaign, believe me, is getting a lot of free runs on liberal communist TV and radio stations. Believe it. And I can't speak for Facebook, but I know they're getting a lot of free traffic there too. So they don't have to pay for everything. When you have a liberal program and a communist media, you're going to get a free ride in many cases. So there's that too. All right. You still got a cough. You never got over that cough.
No, I've been working some late hours here, and I'm still coughing.
Yeah. All right. Todd, if you're there, let's take a break and let William get a drink of water, and we'll be right back with more after this. I hope you're there. Hang on. Okay, welcome back. RT, the Russian news service that covers American life and politics and everything else, has a story out. U.S. Republicans and Democrats argue over who gets to vote. Subtitled, courts in three states have shot down GOP efforts to remove illegal voters. And then it starts out with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling today about Virginia can go ahead and purge 1,600 names. That's not a lot, from the state's voter rolls for failing to confirm their citizenship. All right? So this is the view from RT. 1,600 removed is not what I'd call overwhelming. No.
Yeah, but it's one heck of a precedent. I mean, between Ohio, Alabama, and Texas,
I agree.
Removed over 17,000,
Let me finish. In North Carolina, where Donald Trump is currently polling 1 point ahead of the camel, a federal court blocked a Republican attempt to remove 225,000 people from voter rolls in North Carolina for registering without showing any form of identification. Republicans have long alleged that Democrats oppose voter ID laws because they depend on votes from illegal immigrants. There you go.
That's right, and that's bad, but the fact that Virginia got to remove a couple thousand is good, and we'll take anything we can get. We'll save every vote we can.
I agree.
Any person out there listening to this program whose vote is on the verge of being canceled out by an illegal alien invader or non-citizen, we will fight for that vote. And in Virginia, we fought for it, and we got it, and the Supreme Court set a precedent saying that, yes, Virginia can do this. So we got a Supreme Court precedent and acknowledgement to the issue.
I agree.
That should override
any other obstacles. It should. All right? North Carolina should be overridden. The federal court, whatever federal court that was, should be subservient to the Supreme Court, which made the precedent. I agree.
Well, and here's a story. A non-citizen from China attending the University of Michigan was able to register and vote in the presidential election. He was only caught because he later called the county clerk trying to get his ballot back. And apparently, his vote will still count, although he's being charged. They're charging him with two crimes 6 days before the election. I think they're charging him with perjury because he filled out that he was a citizen. He checked the yes box. So he's been arrested and charged.
Don't wait. Now, you mentioned this, and you're right. This is a Supreme Court precedent that it does not approve of states allowing illegals to vote. Virginia has the right to remove those people. That should extend immediately to all other 49 states. And if that is a precedent that has the reach I think it does, we may end up with an entire election here that will be put before the Supreme Court on the basis of illegal, unconstitutional voting.
Yeah, we've removed some non-citizens out there. It wasn't all that we wanted, you know.
Can the election itself be held up in front of the court on the basis of illegals having voted en masse, invaders,
non-citizens? Well, I mean, there's a good chance that there's a good chance that this race outcome could end up in the courts again, like it has many times before, both in 2020 and back in 2000.
Oh, I think we can count on the Democrats, should they lose, to take it right to the Supreme Court. They'll claim rigged election. It would be rather humorous, in a black humor sense of the situation. This is not good. If the Supreme Court precedent is, as I understand it, they've said that illegal voters should be and can be removed from the voter rolls. I don't know how else you can look at it. That means all of them.
There's also the optics of it. The more people between now and the final votes at 7:30 on Election Day, November 5th, that know about the non-citizens voting for Democrats, that could cost Democrats some more support. That could cause more people to vote for Republicans. That could possibly, just possibly, in the elite star chambers that are doing this to the country, they may look out and say, oh gosh, everybody knows that video out of Bethel Park, what went too viral, and it's now been seen by over 20 plus million people, and they all know that we're using non-citizens to take over this election, which means if we go through it, the chances of a mass violence event or a bloody civil war that kills millions goes up and up and up. The chances that we would lose said civil war, you know, that would be great if the elites looked out and they're like, oh God, so many Americans of all different races and walks of life that represent the 80%+ of people who feel that only U.S. citizens should be allowed to vote are aware that that didn't happen this election. And not only would we end up in a civil war if we give this election to the Democrats through this skullduggery, but it's a civil war that we are likely to lose because so many people know about it, that it's been unveiled. Why don't we stop? Why don't we stop this plan? Why don't we do the right thing? Or, you know, even if it's not the right thing because we don't make moral decisions, we don't want to end up in a tribunal being held in a court of military justice for trying to overthrow the United States of America. Let's abandon this plot. Let's abandon this plan. Let's abandon this mass, you know, crime fraud that we're doing because we don't want to go to prison. Whatever. I'll take it. That is so much better than we all end up under totalitarian permanent Democrat control where millions die, or a civil war where millions die.
That's
I'll take
true.
That.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I didn't know that Rasmussen had a 2 points for Trump. Popular vote, you can, you know, win the popular vote and lose the election. Everybody knows that. I don't see how this cannot end up at the Supreme Court level. Frankly, I think it's going to. Maybe both sides will bring actions. I don't know.
Well, here's the Rasmussen website. Here's the latest from today, Wednesday, October 30th. Happy Halloween tomorrow, folks. They say, basically, former President Donald Trump has a 2-point lead over Vice President Kamala Harris in the final daily tracking poll of the 2024 presidential election.
May I say something, William? That 2 points is not including the millions of invaders.
No,
those are among American voters.
Nope, but if you take those out of the equation, theoretically, for the Republican candidate to have a 2-point lead in the popular vote, you got to go back to like 1988 to get anything similar to that, really. The latest Rasmussen reports, National Telephone Online Survey finds that if the election were held today, 48% of likely voters would vote for Trump, 46% for Harris. 3% say they vote for some other candidate.
Unbelievable.
And 2% are undecided. The result is unchanged from the previous survey. Trump has led Harris in almost every survey since Rasmussen began polling its daily tracking poll on October 15th. And then, let's see here. Here's their 2024 predictions. And again, remember, folks, that Rasmussen was the most accurate.
No, that's clear.
In the last two elections.
Yeah.
This isn't CNN. Let me see if I found
good,
the swing.
Good cough drop you got there. It's working.
Yeah. I had to get that going for me there.
Good. I'm going to tell you again, and not you, William, but everyone, the Rasmussen poll is probably as accurate as we're going to get. And I mean that. And I've said it. And I don't understand how Rasmussen can't address the concept that maybe millions of invaders are going to be able to vote. The Supreme Court has laid down the rule. The Virginia rule should be all 50 states, but it's not happening because a lot of these blue states are just gone. Gone.
Well, one of the reasons that they can't poll them is because those illegal immigrants, misclassified by the millions by the Biden-Harris administration as asylum seekers or migrants, have phones provided by the federal government. Those are not your. Those are not Verizon phones. Those are not T-Mobile phones. Those are not. You went down to Walmart and got yourself a cell phone plan. Those are phones provided by the Department of Homeland Security and the federal government at taxpayer expense. So contact with those phones are reserved for federal agents and probably operatives of the Democratic Party. I fully believe that that phone data has made its way over to the Democrat political party machinery. So Republicans and pollsters do not have access to those phone numbers for those non-citizen illegal immigrants.
I'm telling you, it depends on how many states allow these invaders to vote. That's going to throw it all up in the air. 2 points, Rasmussen, among registered American citizen voters. 2 points. And it's probably fairly accurate. We are in real trouble here, and that's why William is pushing everyone. Do everything you can. And I've been saying, even if, for those of you who don't want to vote, don't think your vote matters, you need to vote. You need to let the controllers know how many Trump concept voters are out here. And when I say that, I'm talking about Trump being a patriot. The other side is not patriotic. They're communists, and I think it's very clear. So put your vote where it'll do some good. At the very least, it will let the controlling communists know how many Americans are against them. They need to know that.
Well, if the Democrats win, this is the last chance that your vote
It's over.
Had a chance.
No, that's the end of America.
Yeah.
That is the
right.
end. It will be
so
a
this
formal.
This is your last chance.
No, this is it. It will be a formal Zionist, Bolshevik, communist horror of an administration that does not represent the people. Not the people I know. No. You're right. 6 days. Maybe to the end of America. We can't let that happen. I hope that that Supreme Court decision for Virginia is picked up by every other state attorney general who is honorable. Many of them aren't. And used to we've got to disqualify the invader vote. And if it doesn't get disqualified like it should, then the whole election needs to go to the Supreme Court. And there are certainly very strong grounds to disqualify and disallow the results.
Well, and let me be clear. Let me be clear on this. I mean, you know, if American voters reward Kamala Harris with their vote after she flooded the nation with more than 10 million illegals at taxpayer expense, took a stance in support of censorship and abridgment of First and Second Amendment rights, and in support of trans sterilization of children without their parents' consent. If Americans reward Kamala Harris with their votes after doing all that, then America is doomed.
America is done. That's it. Because the 45 and unders are those who are going to really control this horrible soap opera next from now on. Many Americans, if it's given to the communists, we'll just say, I'm done.
Oh, and just imagine when those,
I'm done.
How many hundreds of thousands of little missing kids disappeared when they pulled them out of the basements of the old defunct military bases where they're programming them for what comes next. And you get to meet them in their teen years when they're deployed against the American public. Just wait until you meet the little monsters.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of Trump and the trash truck. Whoever's behind that is very smart. That was a good move. Now, that line by Biden that Americans who support Trump are garbage, which brought this, I'm looking at the trash truck now. Right away, the camel said, I don't agree with that at all. That's not fair. That whole thing could have been a psyop. Biden is shooting his dying mouth off, and the camel rises to say, that's not fair. That's wrong. You can't say that, President Biden. So it makes her look a little bit more centrist. There's no end to the amount of psychological operations that are being played right now.
Yeah, well, Joe hurt her election. Joe hurt Kamala's chances calling people garbage, and she knows that, and Trump knows that. That's why Trump is continuing to keep the focus on it with garbage trucks, and that's why Kamala's trying to distance herself from it. But, you know, keep talking, Joe. I think Joe should keep talking. And here's another thing. Joe was on some type of campaign fundraising call with a 501c nonprofit called La Voto or Latino Voto. Yeah, that's it. Nonprofits aren't supposed to be involved in electioneering and campaign stuff. There's
it's
a chance
funny
Joe
how,
Biden was breaking the law.
It's funny how so many laws have been kicked in the teeth, stomped on, just laughed at, ignored. We have a constitution here. And I do suspect that this election is going to end up before the court, most especially if Trump allegedly loses. Not one illegal vote, not one invader vote should be counted.
I agree.
Thank you, William. Keep up
the
good work.
See
you on the other side. Don't wear yourself down completely. Take it easy a little bit.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Good night. All right. Alipack.us, and if you can pitch them a few, 20, 30 bucks, help out. The money is spent so well when you support Alipack. There's no other organization you're going to get that much for your money. None. All right, we'll be back. Hold on.